Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. Did you guys see my shirt?
It's very funny.
And it has Mad Dog 2020 on it, and it says, "I got that dog in me."
Hilarious.
I know. Anyways. My
first time ever drinking MD 2020 was in college.
Yeah.
And one of my... two of my buddies who lived together, they had a really nice place, but it had air conditioning.
Ooh.
So they hosted like a little like party for like, it was like the fight, whatever the fuck that means. I didn't watch a fight.
There was always one of those going on. I don't know what that means. I don't know what's happening. I don't know who's
classic
in
classic fight.
Oh, and, you know, the fight.
And I remember it was so weird because they had a pretty big TV, but they didn't have enough chairs for everyone. So it was almost like everyone was sitting like in a multi-purpose room because we were all sitting cross-legged looking at the TV.
When Beyonce performed at the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
my friend hosted a Super Bowl party at her house. It was just,
oh, I went to a Super Bowl party that year too.
And I sat on the ground. Well, no, I was a freshman in college. So you were at your mommy's house.
Oh, you're saying when she headlined. I was talking about when she did it with
Bruno Mars. No, yeah.
That was Peyton Manning's last
game.
Yeah.
No, when it was the 49ers and whoever.
Yeah, when she did the blackout.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I sat on the ground at my friend's house, too, because her couch just smelled like pee. So like
that was my choice, though.
Cat pee.
That's like when you have to go watch that period movie when you have a uterus and you're in, like, fifth grade. You know, they're like,
and then they teach you about like, obviously they're like, obviously
pads
that, and then they're talking about the purity and you're going to be shaving your legs. And they're like, don't share razors. You'll pass AIDS. I'm like, what? I'm in the fifth grade.
The way they're like, all these bitches round them up.
Yeah.
Guess what's going to happen to you in a year? Yeah. Get a good look.
If you don't hate your body right now, you will.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. You will.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Honey, you got a big storm coming.
Coming your way.
I just thought that was so weird that they did that. Like, why is my school showing me that?
Like, do you remember in like seventh grade, they had the scoliosis like assembly?
Yeah, but only for women.
Well, because that's when it's most prevalent in girls.
I'm just saying. Like,
I know. It's just.
It was, you know what's so funny? Speaking of our middle school, you know, we always say, like, nobody believes us.
Boulder Elementary and middle school were very weird. But high school, I think, was very typical high school experience.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think elementary school was that weird.
When we talk about how we weren't allowed to talk during lunchtime, that's
okay,
weird.
Okay, yeah, that's weird.
And then, like...
But again, I told you, that was off the books. Like, that janitor was not supposed to be doing
that.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like, a policy within the school.
He was and just, like, doing that.
The dress code was, like... It was a fundamental school, so it was ran like a private school, so you had to wear uniforms. Or if you had a waiver, you could wear jeans and like plain polos.
Oh, yeah.
And then like on Friday, sometimes they would let you, like, if you didn't have a waiver, you could wear whatever you wanted. But like, you had to wear jeans and a polo. Like, every shirt you wore had to have a collar, and if it didn't, you would get a dress code.
In middle school?
No, in high school. Was middle school like that too? No, in middle
school. You didn't have to wear collars in high school.
Not high school. Oh, I'm sorry. Elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Uniform in elementary school.
No, so. I know. And then on Fridays, I would beg my mom to let me wear jeans. And then I'd be so hot and uncomfortable all day.
Man.
But, like, would I rather wear that or, like, khakis that are made, like, that are Dickies? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, when I first served at that restaurant and I bought my shorts for my uniform because I got my shirt the first day, mm-hmm. and I had to wear white shoes. And then I thought he said black shorts.
When I had to buy shorts for work, where would you go?
Old Navy.
Yeah. Because it's cheap and you can get like two pairs. Like,
exactly.
That's good.
And those are my work pairs. And I got a pair and they were also too big on me, but that's the only size they had that would fit me. So
oh.
I was like, okay, girl. It was like a fucking 16. Like, it wasn't like, I was like a 2. But no. Yeah. So I got those shorts and then.
Wrong color. Right?
I told my manager, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you said black. And he was like, no, they have to be khaki. And I was like, okay, well, I'll get a khaki pair. But if you're cool, like, I'll just wear this for today, but I'll get. And he was like, no, you can't be out of uniform. And I was like, okay, well, should I just like come work tomorrow? And he goes, no, don't worry about it. I have a pair. And you're going, my manager, you're thinking he, right? Yeah, it was a man. And so then he's like, don't worry, I have a pair. And I go, hmm. He gives me a pair of not his shorts, but a man who worked there, mm-hmm. another waiter, who one of my friends ended up hooking up with for a while, but he was nice, but he looked like he would be one of those Mormon guys on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Like he'd be like a clean cut Mormon guy kind of. He was a big freak.
Okay.
But anyways.
Yeah, I bet he was.
They were his. And I was like, why do you have his shorts? Like,
was he wearing them and then he took them off to let you wear them?
No, they were like folded in like a cabinet for like a rainy day. So then they're knee length cargo khaki shorts for a man, a white man.
Yeah.
So then I put them on and then they're god awful tight on like the pooch and like the just this part.
Yeah.
And my fucking ass and my legs like tight like a safari fucking ranger. And then the bottoms, like they were so bad, like it flared like this, yeah. Like a bell bottom yeah. short. A cargo short. And I remember having the worst day because I was like, I have never looked more unattractive than I do right now in these shorts. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe he made me wear those.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this like a power move or something? Like I said, it was an accident. And the shorts I bought were fucking like they, it's not like they were hot shorts. Like they were literally like damn near Bermuda shorts. Horrible. What were we even talking about?
I don't know how we got the shorts. But oh, we're talking about Mad Dog 2020.
Oh yeah, okay. So I remember that was the first time I had it at my friend's house party, and it was honestly really good. I had a red one, mm-hmm. And then but two of these other girls that I knew, they each brought their own, and they drank an entire one themselves, and then they got so fucked up they started like wrestling in the living room.
They're like, "You want to see a fight?"
We'll yeah, they started you. In front of the TV. They started wrestling, and then one of them, she was like super, super drunk. Mm-hmm. And then she was fighting so hard, and then her titty fell out, and she didn't care. And it was just bouncing around. And they were like, ah. And then someone's like, ah. And then as soon as my friend saw that tit, he was like, all right, that's enough. That's enough. You guys are done.
Did they get kicked out?
Well, he was like, you guys need to go home. Like, you need to go home. She's like, I need to go to the bathroom. And then he's like, all right, go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, she's going
to
ruin
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's like, go to the bathroom and then go home. That's what he told her. And then they went in the bathroom, threw up everywhere. All over the bathroom.
As soon as she says that, I'd be like, bathroom's broken, dude. I'm sorry.
They threw up everywhere but the toilet.
Yeah.
Like, they both went in there, threw up on the bathroom rugs, threw up on the shower curtain, in the sink. Honestly, kind of funny.
That is funny.
Funny because I didn't live there and those weren't my things, so I could laugh.
What's funny about that is that he's like, you gotta go home. She goes, okay, but I have to use the bathroom first.
And that's honestly kind of funny.
That is funny.
She got him.
She goes, okay, all done.
He's like, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
I don't even remember the first time I had Mad Dog. I used to mix it up with Burnett's, but Burnett's is like vodka, but so it's not at all the same thing. But
I know what Burnett's is, girl. Mm-hmm. You mixed that with more?
I would mix up, like, in my head. Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, we had Mad Dog last night. My friends would be like, no, we had Burnett's. So I was like, oh, okay.
No, Mad Dog's good. Like, it doesn't taste like fucking vodka.
Yeah.
Remember when, like, Lime-a-ritas were a thing?
Like, the
Mango-ritas?
I know what a Mango-rita is because when I went on Halloween in New York, mm-hmm. and I got to a party late. And I bought a Mango-rita before I went in, and it was a tall one.
Mm-hmm.
I drank that whole thing in less than 2 minutes because I was so anxious. Not because I was trying to win or anything. I was so anxious that I was like, if I drink this whole thing, I'll feel better. And I didn't. And that was one of the worst nights of my life. Hopefully that is the worst night of my life. I never want anything to ever be worse than that.
I guarantee you.
But every time I drink in social situations.
Don't worry. Only up from here.
I reached hell. We can only go
only
up from here. No, but that's what I'm saying. That I hope I never, or no, every time I do drink in social situations and I'm anxious, I'm hyper aware of how I'm drinking because I don't want that to happen to me again.
The first time I had a Lime-a-rita was on the bus on St. Patrick's Day going to this big like St. Patrick's Parade Day thing they have. Yeah, I was in Chinatown in Hoi. And we went and I drank that Lime-a-rita on the bus. And then as soon as I stepped off, I was drunk. And we walked over to our friends. It was like me and my two girlfriends. And we met up with our other group of friends. And we're like, woohoo. We walked over and everyone's fucked up like beyond belief. And I'm like, hey, where's so-and-so? Like one of my really good friends. And they're like, oh, she's over there. She's getting arrested. And I was like, I thought they were kidding. I'm like, what? And I look over and it's because she got caught by an undercover cop.
Oh.
And then they had her on the curb.
Dang.
And she was sitting there and she goes, they were like, let me see your ID. And she was like, no. And then they were like, well, you're going to have to sit here until you give it to us. And she was like, okay. And she was just sitting there in zip ties. And my friends were having fun 10 feet from her.
Also underage?
Including myself. Just kidding.
No way, dude. I didn't drink till I was 30.
Do as I say, not as I do. But also, they ended up letting her go because they got so annoyed. So, win is win. And then when she came over, like, I bought a hot dog and I was eating a hot dog. And we were like, woohoo, when she got released.
Stupid.
That's why we were having fun right next to her so we could keep an eye on her. Mm-hmm. Not much we can do, though, when the cops got her.
Yeah.
Well, they got her.
We'll just wait right here, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, don't worry. I'll get you a hot dog when you're done.
Stupid. I keep getting tagged in this TikTok of this girl where it's like someone says to her, I think I have to throw up, and she goes, okay, that's fine. And then she goes and sits in a corner and covers her eyes and her ears.
You core.
Literally me. Is there anything new you would like to share with everyone?
I am currently fostering a dog. And I'm 99.9% sure we're going to adopt him. Woo-hoo. Squid's got a friend. Woo-hoo.
Brothers.
Hermanos. We're adopting another Frenchie from another home. But he's a really, really good boy. And he is also deaf.
Maybe we'll reveal both of them on the pod next
week.
Oh,
on the pod. Yeah. You guys, I'll show you both of them next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, his name is pending right now, but we're leaning towards.
Don't tell them.
We won't tell you till we know for sure. But his name is pending as of right now. But yeah. He's such a good boy. Squid loves him.
Squid seems so much happier.
Yeah, he does. He's much more relaxed because I feel like he's fucking WWE wrestling all the time.
Yeah.
But he's a really, really great balance for Squid because Squid is too much with the play. I've told y'all. Like, he's just an only dog, so, like, when he sees other dogs, he's, like, too excited. But this dog's really great for him because they have the same stamina, so they can go at it for 2 minutes, and then they have to lay down for an hour. So, works out. But now I got two hogs running around the house.
It looks like a little, like, a
pack.
A little herd of them, yeah.
Yeah, I got a pack. When they fight, like, literally it sounds like grizzly bears arguing over a salmon. Yeah, it's like, when they eat together, two pigs at the slop trough. They're both like. But he's doing really, really well. He's acclimated very easily. Potty trained already. We're working on crate training. But like I said, he is deaf. So it's a little bit of a learning curve as far as training him. But he's doing really great. Like, it's funny because like sometimes we think he's not deaf because we think he just isn't listening to us.
Yeah.
But I took him to the vet. Don't worry. I checked him out. He is deaf. So, but we love him dearly. And honestly, it makes a lot of sense because Squid's Pavlov to my ring. And so every time Squid sits up and looks at the door, if his back is turned to the door, he won't look like at
the
all.
New baby, yeah.
The new baby. So, cause he won't hear. And then when he sees Squid get up, he turns and follows him and he's like, oh, he's going to the door. And he goes, so, and Billy said he thinks that's why he's kind of. He's just like Squid. Like whenever we walk, like he follows us like a little shadow. But he's very like,
because yeah, like he relies a lot on his sight. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when Billy or I are not around, he goes wandering and looking for us. And I think it's because he can't hear.
Yeah.
So he can't hear or smell us because we're not close by. Mm-hmm. But he's always like, which would make sense. That's why when he was sleeping, like the first day he was here, he was laying on the floor and he was sleeping. If Squid was behind him, he would get up and turn around and face him.
Aww.
And lay down again.
So he could rely on him.
So he could see him.
Yeah. Well, Squid will get used to that. He'll probably start hitting him, like, to teach him how to do
stuff.
Well,
and I did a lot of reading about it, too. And we'll probably get a trainer, too, that works with, dogs with special needs. But they said they're pretty fairly easy to train. It's just like regular dogs. It's just you have to use, like, hand signals instead of voice commands. Because they rely on their sight and their smell a lot. And they said that they thrive really well with other dogs because they rely on each other.
Yeah, they can kind of copy them, yeah.
Yeah, but he's very cute and it's going very well, so we're very happy. So that's my news. Woohoo!
I was going to say, mine is that Oh, we named my dog. I don't even know if I've shared it.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Here.
Dason officially
named
name.
His name's Beans. Because my mom was calling him Beanie, anyways. And then I was like, yeah. Let's just call him Beans.
Period.
He looks like one.
One little pinto bean.
One beans.
One red
for
bean.
For one bean freak.
Hey.
He does look like a little red bean. Yeah.
He does. A little
He's
red
so cute.
And Dason loves beans. You know that.
All right.
Bean freak. Wait, did you see that TikTok I sent you from Bria? Where she made her own beans?
Oh, wait. Yes, I did.
Did you watch it?
Are
you going to make your own?
No.
Why?
You see how long it takes? I'm not doing that. I'm buying the canned ones. I'm not doing that.
It just looked good because she like mixed it with a whole bunch of shit and
I know,
she put it in a soup.
But then it didn't look appetizing. So that's why I was like, I'd rather just buy them, you know?
I think it's just because they're not a different color.
No, I know. I think I just didn't like the one she did. Like if she did black beans or she did like chickpeas, then like I'd be into that.
I think
she did like a white bean or some type of bean. And
yeah.
I don't know that I like those ones. Hominy beans are fucking crazy.
Dude, one thing about Christmas is I'm going to eat some pozole.
And I'm going to eat
and
500
tamales.
Pounds of hominy beans. That's all I want to eat is hominy beans.
I'm going to eat pozole and I'm going to have tamales every Christmas morning. And you can count on that. The way I'm like, when I go to my parents' house, I'm like, fire up that fucking stove. Start heating up the pozole.
Get the soup going.
Start heating up those tamales. I'm on my way.
I know. When you read vegan tamales, they were so good. And then we
Dude,
never got them ever again.
The fucking whenever, like, mommy sends me
What's
home,
your favorite part of the tamale?
The masa.
When you take off its chonies. You took both my jokes. Yeah, it is. Dude, that was so hard for me. I don't even know. My brain was like, "Yeah, we know when you." Yeah, it's the masa. That's my favorite part. And then I was gonna say when you take the chonies off.
Dude, masa, like the whole fucking thing, but masa with like tapatio and stuff on it. My mouth is literally watering. I'm so hungry.
Like, you know, they use like paint scrapers or something to like load up the masa in the little corn husk.
Yeah.
I want to like fill that thing up and just wipe it in my mouth.
Like when you get peanut butter out of the jar.
like if I was making it, I would lick the excess off. That's so gross. The masa is crazy.
Oh, so yummy.
Crazy.
Oh, I can't wait. And that's my favorite part of all the days after Christmas is I take a whole bunch of leftovers and that's all I eat until it's all gone.
Because you eat that for breakfast and then you're too full by lunch, but then you eat it for dinner.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. Or you wake up late and then you eat it for lunch
and dinner. Yeah.
And then you have a bunch of
candies.
Reese's for breakfast and dessert.
Dinner, yeah. In an unbrushed mouth.
And a moose boosh.
And then you use like, you know, we get like the tortilla chips and you dip them in the soup.
Ugh.
Crazy.
Oh, and you put tapatio in the soup too. Ooh! I can't wait.
I don't like the radishes though. They don't do nothing for me.
You're out of your fucking mind.
They don't do nothing.
Radishes
for me.
Are so good.
I put too many onions and cilantro in there, and that's how I like it. My mom makes a vegan one for me, and by that it's there's just no whatever meat she puts in the pozole. I don't even know.
My mom makes a fire ass pozole.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So yummy. I can't wait. I'm getting hungry, so let's switch topics.
Are you vibrating in place?
Yeah, I'm like squid.
My dog does it too.
Told you. Yeah, when they said they're like, so excited. At least like he's literally vibrating. And when I went and looked, he was like,
does the other dog know how to sit and wait for his food too?
just kidding. Yeah, because Squid has a release command for all food or whatever. So like we're teaching the other dog to do it too, and he like understands but then doesn't, and it's hard. Like if his back is turned too and he's like smelling the food, we're like hey. Mm-hmm. We have to like turn him around so he can see us, but he's getting a lot better.
I was but just yeah. curious, but he's so cute. I really like him.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
The other
dog.
What was I gonna say? Okay, so for this week we're doing part two of dating advice.
Yes,
we've actually already picked out the topic for the last two episodes of the year. I'm really excited to reveal that.
Yes, and don't forget that if you would like, we're also on Patreon, so make sure you join us.
We are on Patreon, and I was gonna say I'll talk about it again at the end of this episode, but tonight, because this will come out on Tuesday the 12th, tonight at 6 p.m Pacific Standard Time, we will be hosting Idiot Trivia Night.
Ish.
And it's for everyone that's on our Patreon, and they have free tiers as well, so you will be able to be part of it just for joining.
Yeah, you can definitely do the free one and come hang out with us, come party with us. It's gonna be fun.
And if you're in the paid tiers, then you will be part of the after party.
Period.
Because after the party is the after party. What was I going to say? I was looking through all the comments from last week's episode. A lot of people were going, 90 days? Yeah, right. It's been a year and I'm still mad. And to that I will say, I didn't say in 90 days you won't be mad anymore.
Yeah.
I think I was still mad for... I think I changed what I was mad about throughout the whole year after my breakup.
Yeah.
But I feel like I understand why you're mad. But I think a huge part of healing and growing past breakups specifically is forgiving what happened and letting it go. And that doesn't mean you necessarily sit down your ex and tell them, I forgive you for what you did to me. I think the part that I had a really hard time with, it wasn't even like forgiving my ex like I thought it was going to be. It was forgiving myself for allowing me to go through all that, knowing now what I know now, that I deserve way more. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So 90 days, I'm saying, is when you'll start to get a little bit of a pep in yourself. And that, to me, only works if you're consistently focused on getting better and moving past it.
And we said that in the episode,
I know.
Too.
So I'm just reinforcing, there's nothing wrong with you if you're still hurt. I understand. It took me a long time to get past it. And sometimes, that doesn't mean I'm perfect either. Sometimes I'll remember things and I'll get mad all over again.
And sometimes, like... you know, just because it, you know, it's over and it ended terribly and stuff, you gained something out of it, even if it was just perspective, right? So like Jason said, I think it's just shifting your lens a little bit to give you that peace. It's
100%.
It's not to forgive them.
Or to make them feel better. It's to make you feel better.
It's for you. Yeah. So like you can make peace with what happened and you can move on, like move forward, right? But yeah, period. So we're going to keep doing some more advice questions.
Yeah. Okay. This first one is really funny, so I thought we could start off. And it's not even a question, it's a horror story.
Uh-oh. Well, then what?
It's funny, though.
Okay.
This is from Janisha. She said, I went over to his house, and we were watching something, and he put his feet up on me. And she put 5 exclamation points.
What?
And she wrote, took his socks off, naked feet on my lap. I never saw him ever again.
Ew.
If anyone... like,
was that like your like first date?
I don't know.
Can you imagine? What if it was like a Tinder date or something and then he did that shit to you? I'd call the cops.
I would too.
I'd be like kind of like a dog. No.
Off.
Yeah, off. I literally do that. Off. Go on. Right?
Pillow.
That's fucking crazy.
I would be really mad.
I'd be irate. I'd literally be like, no. No.
Mm-mm. Bear dogs. No. You took his socks off and put the bear dogs on you.
Also, are your feet like really hot? Like, why do you have to do that immediately? Doesn't that sound like he just sat there and he's like, oh, thank God. And like took them off and then propped them up. Like,
I mean, to his defense, they are at his house.
I don't give a damn. If I'm at my house, it, especially like bare feet, like, well, first of all, like I have a pedi, so that's different. But second of all, like I don't put my bare feet, like that'd be like if it was like up like this, like on the table and stuff, like my coffee table while I have guests over. What's wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? When I'm at someone else's house, I have shoes sewn to my feet unless they ask me to take
your
off.
Shoes off. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I'm not taking my shoe. No. Like, what if I need to make a quick getaway?
I know.
What if someone's after me?
How do I Irish exit if I don't already have my shoes on? That doesn't make any sense.
If you stay ready, you never have to get ready.
I feel that.
That's fucking crazy. I would freak out. That's like,
That's a huge fear of mine. It's obviously bare feet, but that's like my worst nightmare. To go on a date with someone and they put their feet on.
You know what's so funny is I was honestly really worried about that too when I started dating. But then like, obviously like when I fell in love, I'm like, I don't care.
Like, well, yeah, I know that.
But that's my point. That's what I would hold on to. You know what I mean?
No, I know. But I'm just saying that's my worst nightmare, to go on a first date and someone does that to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
saying
like in general. Like,
would you rather have someone put their feet on you or have a stinky ass? That's a real Sophie's choice for days.
I think I'd rather have a stinky ass.
We found it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got her. We got him.
That made me sweaty.
That would be fucking nuts. That's like when I was on a plane once, flying home from school in Hawaii, and I was going back to the mainland, and I was like, there was this fucking girl on the plane, And she was like a real like no shoes kind of girl, right? Mm-hmm. And then she was doing yoga in the aisles and she was like stretching and like doing that shit. And I'm like obnoxious, but whatever. Her bare feet, like mind you, she's got like dirty toenails and dirty feet because she's always barefoot.
Of course.
And no pedi, like no maintenance. So they're like gross, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like stretching and doing whatever the fuck she's doing, which is already kind of annoying, but it's like whatever. Then she starts like kicking out her feet like this. Like she's like doing like calisthenics type deal.
Like remember when we did that episode where we were talking about like if you stand up as soon as the plane lands, like something's wrong.
Yeah, for real.
And people were saying, well, I'm tired of sitting. And I go, it's so funny because I feel like everyone's sitting. It's on almost the airplane. Like
we were all sitting for that long and you're not the only person.
I think we're all sitting. That's
and it's,
what I feel.
Listen, it's not even the standing. It's the fact that you think you're going to get off the plane faster. That's the shit I hate. Especially if they're like standing over their guts in your face because they need to get their carry on now.
Yeah.
Hey girl, they haven't even pulled up to the gate. So yeah. Why don't you sit the fuck down and relax?
Or when they stand so then I can't get my carry on.
Well, that's why they stand up and then, you know, it's always men and then they're lifting their arms up and their whole belly's out and then they have belly hair and it's just in the... Knock it off. You know what I mean?
Have some pride.
Yeah. Anyways, this girl's like going like this and then she went like this and she literally like slammed it like this on my armrest and her toes were like this, like gripping. Yeah. And then I saw that shit and I was like, oh, no. No. No, thank you. And then she was like, what? Because she had headphones in. I was like... don't do that to me. I said don't do that and she was like, oh, I'm trying to stretch. I go, okay, well that's fine, but like don't put your feet on my chair like that. That's nice, thank you.
This next one's from Molly. She said, I've been seeing this girl for about 2 months and she's amazing in so many ways, but she's a terrible kisser. Should I call it quits or can a bad kisser be fixed and how?
You know, I think a bad kisser can be fixed. It just depends on how bad and like why.
And like why is it bad to you?
Yeah, like why is it that bad? Like in my experience and also in my anthropological research, I feel like most bad kissers is too much tongue.
Yes.
Like it's just like they're like licking a bowl clean like my dog Squid. You know what I mean? Like he's like, and it's too much. Too much.
Well, and maybe someone else likes that. Maybe that's just not how you like to be kissed, you know?
Yeah, I don't think anyone likes to be kissed like that, though.
I know I don't, but I'm just saying maybe someone out there does.
That's just my research. So is it like too much tongue? Because I think if that's the case, I think you can. I don't think that's a deal breaker, to be honest.
Bad kissing?
Depending on what and how.
What
like how bad?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. And like why? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Depending on how. Because honestly, like with time, like it could get better. Like because I'll say this, like when me and Billy first started dating, like the kissing was real natural, but like it was also, it was weird in the beginning. But I think most of that was because we were friends. So it was like awkward, like getting past the awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, yeah, we both talked about it after the fact. We were like, I thought we weren't going to get past that. Like it was like weird and.
If like, you're kissing your friend.
It just wasn't nice. You know what I'm saying? Like it was okay, but it wasn't like awesome. Does that make sense? Like it wasn't bad kissing. It just felt like awkward and weird. It didn't feel like nice. You know what I'm saying?
So it wasn't the actual kissing. It was like the emotions behind it.
I don't know, to be honest. I think we were kind of figuring each other out. And that's my point. Like it wasn't terrible by any means. It just wasn't where we wanted it to be, and then practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I think depending on why it's bad and how bad it is, I think you can fix it. I mean, I don't think that's a deal. If they're fucking awesome, then just date for a long time and be like, listen, would you rather be a bad kisser or have stinky ass?
Because right now you have both.
Surprise! I was gonna say, surprise, you have both. I would just be like, hey, you know what? Like, let's pull it back a little, like if it's too much tongue or if it's too much teeth. Have you heard that? Like people, I'm like, what are you munching on? What do you mean teeth?
Like they hit their teeth?
Like they use, like, it's just like too aggressive and to the point where their teeth like hit. I've heard that before.
Oh, okay.
It's never happened to me.
Not biting.
No, not biting.
Maybe
I just
she
mean,
does
like,
that
while kissing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's another thing. Mm-hmm. That I might not be able to get fast.
Okay.
I think one of the worst kissers I ever dated, he just so happened to have braces. But they were like those clear ones, you know, like kind of like Invisalign.
They're still braces, but yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, but it was gross. Like it was, like it literally grossed me out. Like, because it was just too much tongue. I was like, okay. And he has braces on top of that. I was like, he tasted everything I ate for the last week because he was giving me a dental hygienist.
He was like that little shrimp in Nemo.
Clean him.
Yeah.
No, literally, it was fucking horrible. It was so bad that in the morning, like I didn't like, I was like, oh, I'm tired because it was fucking horrible. And then I made him sleep on the ground. And then in the morning I left and I just wrote a note, went to breakfast, get home safe.
Out of your own house?
Yeah. Like I was in a dorm, so. And I had a roommate. Anyways. But I text my roommate and let her know, hey, there might be a guy in there, but don't worry, he'll leave.
I let him know what to do. I let him know how to lock up.
That's why I wasn't worried about it, because the door locks. Like on
No,
its
I
own.
Know. I'm just being stupid. I told him how to close out.
And then I was like, so funny, because that was like, I think my sophomore year, and then like my senior year, we ran into each other again, and like, he really genuinely acted like he didn't know me. And then I was like, why is this guy fucking acting like he doesn't know me? And then I realized it's because I left that fucking note.
Because you're being a bitch.
Oh, but when a man does it, it's fucking cool.
I didn't say that.
I wrote it on my little whiteboard that I had with my calendar.
And you wrote, get home safe?
That was kind of fucked up. Well, that's kind of funny. If you think about it, it's kind of funny.
True.
Sometimes I forget about shit like that I did.
Oh, unbelievable. Okay.
Whatever.
This next one's from Mason. They said, I'm a couple weeks into dating someone new. How do I know if I like them or just the idea / version of them in my head?
Well, the fact that you're asking is pretty telling already, I feel like.
I feel like when I like someone, I mean, I haven't been in a relationship for a very long time. When I like someone, like, you ever heard of, like, limerence? I feel like I've looked it up, like, a million times.
I think so.
It's basically, like, being, like, overly infatuated with someone that you start to, like, you're not even really seeing.
Is that where limerick comes from? I'm just so curious.
Do I think that a limerick is
really... Well, because limericks can be romantic, is why I said
maybe
that.
It is. I don't
kinda
know.
Kind of like a sonnet.
I don't know the
I don't... Don't the call me... Origins. Don't call me fucking stupid. That was a genuine question.
Let me... Back to my point. It's like being infatuated with the idea of who you want them to be, and they're not... You're not looking at what they're showing.
Yeah. You, like, look past the red flags kind of thing.
Well, yeah. That, and then that's why you become so obsessive. Like, it's like a version of love.
It's, but it's infatuation.
Yeah. It's unhealthy for, you know, you. But I was going to say, I feel like I tend to count myself out immediately. I go, well, they do that one thing that I don't like, so.
Yep. You do that. That's for sure.
So then I go, yeah, I don't want to talk to them anymore. And then I'm done.
I did that too. But it was, mine was like, he like said something that annoyed me.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's bad. I think it's just like dating.
No, I know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I think that's what this reminds me of. I was like, how do I know if I like them or just the idea / version? If you're dating someone, I feel like you do like them, is what I mean. Don't you think?
No.
You think both?
No, I think.
Or either or?
If you're asking yourself the question and you're currently dating them, you don't like them the way that you think that you do. Like, genuinely. Because when I was dating him, I didn't have to say, do I even really like him? But I did ask myself that about a lot of other guys.
When I started dating them, I was like, I guess to each their own. So maybe you just... Maybe you think more about who they are instead of what you think they are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what I will say is, I know not everybody believes in soulmates. I believe in soulmates in a lot of different ways, though. Like, not just romantic, but, like, platonic and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I know not everybody believes in that. But I do believe that there is a perfect person for everyone. Like, there is an ideal person, like, their dream person, whatever. When you're with the right person, you don't ask yourself those questions, is my point. But if you're just having fun, just have fun.
Yeah, if you're like dating around, who cares? Yeah.
You're just having fun, just have fun.
Okay, this next one's from Jasmine. She said, what is dating experience and is it even worth it? Almost all the time, I know they're the bad kind of idiot or awful after the first 5 minutes and I don't want to waste my time. But then I look back after never dating and I'm scared I'm missing out on some fun and funny memories.
You know, I think we can both speak to this because I dated in college and Jason got wiped down really early. So we have two different experiences. Mm-hmm. Do you want to speak to yours?
Like, what is dating? Oh, yeah.
Like, your dating experience versus mine was different.
I mean, my dating experience has been the last 2 years. So, yeah.
No, I know. I just mean in college and stuff. Like in the past, like, you were dating just one person. And I was dating multiple people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
But I would think this means, like, dating, like, multiple people. Or
oh, going like, out. Around?
Yeah, like, okay. Like, because that's getting experience. Like that was in a yeah. relationship. It wasn't, you know, really dating for me.
That's true. Well, what I will say is, like, kind of in the last episode we said, like, I think casual dating when you're young is fun as long as everyone's safe and everyone's consenting. I think it's fun and harmless. I don't know. I guess it's just, like, it's specific to the person. I don't think you're necessarily missing out on life experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You could be, but then you could also be missing out on terrible experiences, too, yeah. on top of that. I've had quite a few, like, fucking horrible dating experiences. Like, and they're funny stories now. But what I will say is, like, I encourage everyone to date, especially before they, like, really settle down, if that's what you want. Like, if you're someone who wants to be in a monogamous relationship, I encourage everyone to date. Have a big, big, big whore phase. I think that's healthy, as long as you're safe and everyone's consenting.
Yeah.
I think that's healthy. I think it's good because then you get some experience. But I also think, like, you find out what you like when you do that. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, it doesn't matter if you cut people off. I've cut people off for shit like that. I cut a dude off once for making up a word in front of me. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's just the name of the game.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just part of dating, which is what I've been learning the last couple of years.
I will say, though, like, let me say this. When I was dating, if I, let's just say it's like, we're categorizing in men specifically, and we're like, looks, personality, smart, right? Those are like the three things that I was kind of like, you know, off top, that's what you pay attention to.
Okay.
For me, I had to have at least two.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I need at least two.
Okay.
But if they only have one, I'm kind of like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, even if you go on a few dates or you hang out or you hook up, whatever, they got to have at least two. But mm-hmm. like, if it's like, I have to spend a dinner, a whole night with this person, and they don't have any of them.
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean, Billy doesn't have any of them, so I find it so weird that you guys have been together for so long.
I just went so off book. Hard left. You know what I mean?
That's your three? What did you say?
I just said, no, those were the three I would pay attention to in college. It's like looks, personality, and then I guess it's part of personality, but I needed them to be smart to some extent. Mm-hmm. Witty, whatever. But like, they had to have at least two. Mm-hmm. Like a fun personality and they're smart. Mm-hmm. Or like they're really good looking and they have a fun personality.
What if they weren't good looking?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I dated all kinds of different guys, like of different backgrounds, ethnicities. But I will say every single one I dated was an athlete and tall. Sorry. Is what it is.
Interesting.
I even dated a couple dudes that were like my height. Well, no, they weren't my height. They were like a little bit taller than me.
Compared to most of them were way taller, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, most of them were like 6'2", 6'3", taller than that.
Okay.
I think the tallest guy I ever dated was like 6'6". But it was almost too tall, to be honest. It's kind of spooky. You know what I mean? Like at night.
Okay, this next one's from Avery. She said, how do you approach someone that you think is cool or cute that you may be interested in? Like, do you say, hi, I think you're cute, or is that cringe? Please help. I also love you.
I mean, you're single Pringle. What would you prefer?
For, like, what would I do if I saw someone hot?
Both. Like, what would you do, and then what would you prefer they do?
I want to be approached.
I know, but kidding. Like, what do you want them to say?
I don't know.
I think a classic hey is fine. If it's in person, I think just saying hi and making conversation is
even
fine.
Online, even if it's hi, like, I don't think I would be like, ew.
Yeah, or like, you could do like online, you could do like swiping up on the stories kind of deal.
Yeah, that's how lesbians flirt.
Yeah,
that's you send a heart eye, you send a heart to their story.
That's how everyone flirts, I feel like now. But I used to be on Snapchat.
I would rather someone come up to me and just say hi.
Yeah.
If I mean, if someone said I was pretty, like, I don't know how I would be like, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. What? Oh, okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
I go, I know. No, I don't know. I would rather them just probably just say hi.
Yeah. I think that's pretty standard. Then you get to know them and you're like.
Like, I've seen so many different lesbians on TikTok showing new ways to flirt when you're around other gay people because, like, they're, like, saying, like, I like your shirt. Like, that's not enough. And I go, and then they, like, make up a bunch of new things. And
what
I go,
are you recruiting them to MLM? It's a nice pair of shoes you got on there.
Oh, what is this? A script? Like.
You're recruiting.
I know. But just through their saying, I'm like, it's not that serious. And like, if
it's really not.
If you go to a bitch and she goes, that's real original, I don't want to. You know what? You're ugly. I forgot to say that too.
And by the end, she's ugly. I'm trying to think of like a pickup line that I got.
I told you, I watched this guy go, want to dance? And Drew went, what? And he said, do you want to dance? And she went, oh. No, thanks.
I just went, oh, no. And then I turned around and I didn't move.
And then he went dancing. And turned around. He didn't care.
He had a broken arm. Get out of here. Grow up.
Get out of this Dave & Buster's and go home.
How dare you come in this Dave & Buster's with a broken arm? One time I had a white guy come up to me, and white guys never, never, ever approached me. But the few times they did, this is why. I mean, this is probably why they're my op. But I had one guy be like, he said something about me. Something about like asking me if I like spicy foods or something.
Oh yeah.
And then I was like, I guess.
You're all like hot Cheetos?
Yeah, I was like, I guess. Cause I was like extra mean back then. So I was like, I don't know. But yeah. So don't overcomplicate it. I think just be like, hey. You know what I mean? Whether it's in person or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you kind of know this person, like maybe through like 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
So I say shoot your shot. What do you have to lose? I'm such a hypocrite though, because I would never do that.
Go up to someone? I would never go up to anyone.
I would never.
I want to be that girl so bad, but I'm not. But I feel like I have to when I'm in rooms.
Well,
with
yeah.
People.
I mean, yeah.
Because
you being
can't
gay,
tell that I'm gay.
Yeah, you being gay is definitely a different layer. I don't have to worry.
Like,
about that.
I could get an undercut, and people would still think. I don't know.
You're just holding it. You're walking backwards, so everyone can see.
I
it.
I just keep going like this with my hair,
while you're dancing.
I'm at the bar ordering a drink.
My undercut, so we could see.
Okay, we got a lot on cheating. Have you ever been cheated on?
No, I've been the other woman.
Oh yeah,
I've been cheated with, but I didn't know. But yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't recommend. 0 out of 10.
Zero.
If I could give this restaurant zero stars, I would.
But it won't let me, so I have to put at least
one. I love when white women put that at the start of the
review.
It
makes me laugh every
single
time.
I'm reading the whole thing after that.
Back to cheating. Yeah. How do you get over it? You break up with them.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
That's how you get over it. And then, as someone that this happened to, you focus on yourself because you'll think it's your fault. It's not. That's a reflection of them. Not
absolutely.
So you break up with them. I cannot recommend that enough. You have to do that.
Also, I will say this, and maybe this isn't the case every time, but it seems to be the case 99% of the time. A lot of times, there are, if not every time, there are other signs. And if we're being honest with ourselves, there are other signs. Are they glaring every single time? No. Sometimes they're real subtle. You know what I mean? They're real, like, minute. They're very rare, but they still happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are just certain things that you maybe overlooked, or maybe, like, your gut didn't like it, but you were like, well, they reassured me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So hindsight, you'll
or
probably see
you're
it.
Scared to be alone. So
that too. Well, I'm saying all of it plays a role. Like, all of it's like, well, you know, like, when you make excuses, it's because, like, you love someone, or you know, fear being alone, or both. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times there are more than just that one sign of, like, infidelity. But I'm really sorry that happened to you.
There's a lot of them in here, so we're sorry about all of you.
Yeah, it's really, I will say that's a horrifying, horrifying experience. And I do not wish that on anybody. It's truly fucking awful.
Don't recommend. 0 out of 10.
0 out of 10. 0 stars.
If I could give you 0 stars, I would.
If I could start this review before I write this review, if I could give this restaurant 0 stars, I would.
You know how, do you remember Rate My Professor?
Yeah.
They should have one for everyone, and then you could be like 0 out of 10 stars. They will cheat on you.
Like your social security number is attached to your Yelp. And then they factor that into your credit score.
Yeah.
Think about it. TM.
Your FICO. Yeah.
TM.
This one's anonymous. She said, what do you do when you're in a very loving, committed relationship with a man, but you still have thoughts about what it would be like to be with a woman? Mm. I've always known I liked girls, but I've never actually dated / been intimate. I've only ever been with men, unfortunately. I'm really happy, but part of me definitely wonders if it's compet. Love you both. You know what's funny is that I'm the complete opposite. I'm the opposite. I'm like the inverse of that. So I've only been with women, but I've never been with a man. Do I ever wonder what it's like to be with a man like that? No. But does part of me wonder, you know,
You did have the experience, if you would feel differently kind of thing?
Yeah. And then it is compet. And I'm like, am I leaning on that? But I'm not uncomfortable saying I'm a lesbian.
I was going to say, it could be compet or it could not. Or it could just be curiosity, which I think is a human thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But in this case, if it is compet in the sense where you're saying, like, you know, am I just happy with him because I was raised and taught through society and school and stuff like that I'm supposed to be with him.
Well, also, and for those of you who don't know, compet is compulsory heteronormativity, which is basically feeling like, You believe that you're straight because you've been told that you're straight and all people are straight and most people are straight. It's like, it's just like you're going through the motions.
It's just like leaning on like what you were like, everything.
No, I know, but it's like subconscious is my point when it's compulsory.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not always, but I'm saying like, if you're saying is this compulsory or compulsive heteronormativity?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably you're asking yourself because you're like, am I just like doing this because I feel like I have to, or am I doing this because I want to? Right. But again, I'll say the same thing I said to that other question. If you're asking, I think you know the answer.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I think like, again, like your eye will not wander or in your mind will not wander.
And you're not a bad person.
Yeah. Like you're just like, maybe you're gayer than you thought you were. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Fluid thing, right? It's very fluid sexuality. So, you know, maybe you're a little bit more gay than you thought you were. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I just think if you're having the feelings now, what I will say is to confront them and unpack them quickly, because it's unfair to the person that you're with if your mind is wandering. So, you know, I would just confront it now, unpack it, and then have the conversation if that's the case, where you kind of want to maybe explore a different dating pool.
Mm-hmm.
I would let that person go so they can move on as well. But yeah, I mean, being happy doesn't necessarily mean that's who you're supposed to be with. You know what I mean?
I think you'll figure it out. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with you, but I get that. That is one of the more like annoying parts of like growing up and figuring out who you are, for sure.
Yeah. And also having any semblance of attraction to a man.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm like,
just ruins everything.
The longer I'm like, do I like men? And then on dating apps, I'm only set to being a lesbian. I go, I don't think I do, but that's okay. You know? Okay. This one's from Alex. She said, how do I move on from my ex and get back out there? I'm extremely introverted and there's literally no lesbians where I'm from. I just feel lost.
Maybe go on dating apps. That might help. And set your location to a different city. You could like maybe one that's close by, or maybe it's a little bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, like if you live in a smaller town and then you set it to like a main town, like if you were to live, let me think of it. Like if you lived like in Texas and you lived in some random ass fucking city and then you set it to like Houston or something because it's close by.
Well, you can set it where you're at and then just increase the mileage. That's what I would do.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It just makes your little circle a little bit bigger. I mean, get back out there. I mean, honestly, it's dating apps. It's going out. It's making new friends.
Yeah, like going out with your friends and having a good time and just meeting people.
As much as, because I'm introverted too, as much as I would love for someone to come to my house and I'm like, oh my God, that's my new partner, my new girlfriend. That's not going to happen. So you got to go out there. Okay, this next one's from Tessa. They said, how do you tell the person you're dating that they have a stinky butt?
Here's how. You write them a letter that says, get home safe. That's what you do
on the whiteboard. On your dorm whiteboard.
On your dorm whiteboard, you write, went to breakfast, get home safe.
If I was dating someone with a stinky, I wouldn't date someone with it.
That's what I'm saying.
We're on a first date. I can smell your ass. I can smell your ass. And
you break up with them. That's how you confront them. You break up with them. And then you tell everyone when they say, what happened? You go, his ass stank. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's the turn of events.
Yeah.
How are you a grown up and your ass stinks? Is my question. You know what I'm saying? I also think too, like, and I'll only talk about men because like this shit happens to them literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. But like, I know you fuck other women. You know what I'm saying?
I know other people have smelled that ass.
Not
yeah.
one of these bitches has told you, what the hell is that? Uh-huh. They didn't go like this when you took your pants off. They didn't go like this. They're like,
what is that?
They're like, oh. Like you're holding your breath.
I would be horrified.
I would be horrified if I was being intimate with someone and they were going around telling other people his ass smelled like shit.
He's so nice, but his butt.
His butt stinks. And it what reeks. If you didn't? And what if you didn't find out till the pants came off?
I know. No, I would know before. I would know before. There are signs. Of
I'm
his,
saying
there
like,
are signs of a stinky ass that aren't just smelling it. Like I would know.
I'm saying. For those of us that don't have drug dog noses,
yeah.
What if you don't smell it till the pants come off? Then what? Talk about being held hostage. Jeez Louise. I would immediately start saying that my stomach hurt, and then I would be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then I would go outside, and then I would leave and never come back.
Yeah.
That's what I would
you
do.
You just hear me running down the stairs outside. Remember that TikTok of
you
that
hear
girl?
Me? You hear me outside the window going, Uber for Drew? I get in. Close the door.
Running in the- Do you remember that TikTok of that girl? She was talking about that guy that came over and sat on her couch and his butt smelled so bad. He made her couch smell like
yes.
ass. I think about that all the time.
Yes. Yes. And she was like, oh, it stinks. She was like spraying it. And she was like, the next day I saw a follow-up and she's like, I had to wash the cushions. Like, I couldn't do it. I tried to use Febreze. It didn't work.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Threw your underwear through your pants onto the couch. That's how bad your butt stinks.
So bad that she has to borderline incinerate the couch. If my couch smelled like ass after someone came
over, I'd throw it away.
I'm burning it.
I'd rather sit on the ground.
I'm burning it and I'm sending them an invoice mm-hmm. for my couch. Because what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I agree.
You break up with them. That's the answer to your question. Mm-hmm. Next.
Okay, this is the last one we're going to do. This is from Gianna. She said, how do you create boundaries with your partner when it comes to friendships with girls without sounding like a crazy girlfriend? When I try to express that something makes me uncomfortable, I always feel like I come across as jealous or crazy. It creates arguments between me and my boyfriend because he thinks I'm overreacting, but I have certain boundaries that I think should be respected. Thank you.
Well, there's the answer to your question. You have boundaries that you want respected. You should be with someone who respects them. Now, I will say, it depends on what it is. Like, if your boundary is like, I don't ever want you talking to women, that's not a boundary, that's control. You know what I mean? Because boundaries are about you. Control is stripping them of their autonomy. You know what I'm saying? That's not a boundary. So, like, if you're like, hey, when we're at the bar, I don't like when you leave me and go talk to other women.
Yeah, me yeah. either.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a boundary. That's a very valid boundary, mm-hmm. right? You know what's another one I always get is like, what about porn? Like watching porn in a relationship, mm-hmm. like your partner watching it without you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And every time I've said like, it depends on your comfort level. Mm-hmm. Like if you're uncomfortable with it, tell them. Like communicate that to them. Tell
it's
them.
It's the same with like liking other girls' pictures. Yeah.
Exactly. Tell them it makes you uncomfortable. Explain the boundary. Hold it. If they cross it, break up. You know what I'm saying? But also too, like, I always get the ick when I hear that men are like, you're overreacting about women, because 9 times out of 10, she's not overreacting. Sometimes she is, but again, that's a rarity. Most times they're like doing awful fucking things and they're like, you're just so fucking jealous. And it's like, or you're an adulterer. 50-50 chance.
Or maybe I told you I don't like when you do that and you still do it.
Yeah, or maybe you like motorboating a random bitch at the bar isn't my idea of a good time personally. You know what I'm saying? And also I will say this too. If you're in a heterosexual relationship and you have boundaries like that with your male partner, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Do not let other pick me women tell you, oh, that's just because you're insecure. Because no, the fuck I'm not. I don't like being disrespected. Those are two different things. When I was like first on TikTok, I made a video about that because I was like, I think it's weird when they did that trend where they were like, oh, do you like this bikini?
Yeah.
And then they were saying, oh, but you liked it on her.
Yeah.
And most of them were jokes, but some of them weren't. And I'm like, that's your man? You know what I'm saying? Because I hate a bitch that's like, I'll check out girls with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Girl.
I know. It's giving me and my boyfriend are looking for a plaything on Hinge.
That's what that gives me. Looking for a third.
That's what that gives me. Yeah. They have the unicorn emoji and all their stuff. That's what it gives me.
I check out women with my man. Okay, so you objectify women? Like misogynists do? And that's cool to who?
Yeah.
I just think I hate that fucking hater ass energy. I'm like, girl, I don't give a fuck if you let your man disrespect you like that. Mm-hmm. If you want to do that, by all means, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said those are my boundaries. That doesn't mean you have to follow them. Just my man has to adhere to my boundaries because that's a respectful thing to do. And then they're like, and do you do that for him? Yeah.
Oh, any other questions? I have sex with different people all the time.
I like pictures of dicks all the time. Yeah. And he can't get mad at me. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, of course. And also, you guys know that's for real because you know I never have crushes on anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't like anybody. So, there you go. But yeah, I would communicate. And it sounds like you already are. And if he's just not listening to you or he's brushing you off, red flag.
I agree. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ish. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, you can listen to other episodes everywhere you can stream podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Again, we're doing our trivia Patreon Idiot Friends event tonight.
Yes, make sure you join us, and it's free tiers can join the trivia night.
Everyone's allowed to participate. There will be prizes. We are hosting it. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, and paid tiers get to go to the after party.
Other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.